Now, you may have noticed that we've introduced quite a large number of terms early on. But again, as I stated at the outset, you shouldn't worry or concern yourself particularly with remembering all of them. In fact, it's not a bad thing to forget them at all. As you'll have noticed, I've already started reintroducing concepts that we mentioned early on, and this will happen throughout the course. So again, always trying to remember and never letting yourself forget anything wouldn't be a good thing. If you're forgetting words, that's a good thing. They will come up, and by the end of the course, you will know them and you will understand how to use them in French. As we mentioned earlier, it is in French's.
C'est.
It is not in French's.
Ce n'est pas. Ce n'est pas.
How would you say it's not romantic?
Ce n'est pas romantique.
It's not exotic.
Ce n'est pas exotique.
How would you say, I would like to know if it's not exotic?
Je voudrais savoir si ce n'est pas exotique.
The word for why in French is...
Pourquoi? Pourquoi?
Which literally means for what. So in English you could say, why do I have to do this? But you might also say, for what reason do I have to do it? And in French, they'll always say, for what? For what do I have to go there? For what reason do I have to do it? So, pourquoi is for what? With that in mind, how would you say, I would like to know why it's not romantic?
Je voudrais savoir pourquoi ce n'est pas romantique.
How would you say, I would like to know why you have prepared the dinner?
Je voudrais savoir pourquoi vous avez préparé le dîner.
So, what is you have in French, you have?
Vous avez.
How would you say, you have a room, a chamber, for two people, for two persons, for two nights? So, you have a room for two people for two nights.
Vous avez une chambre pour deux personnes pour deux nuits.
Now, you can actually turn that into a question in French by simply raising your voice at the end of the question. So you say instead of saying you have a room for two people for two nights, you'll say you have a room for two people for two nights. And that's a very typical way to ask a question in French. We do it in English as well, but nowhere near as much as the French do. And often in English, we do it to express disbelief or incredulity and say something like, you have a room for two people for two nights. It's perhaps suggesting something else in English. But in French, it's just a very typical way to ask a question without any extra meaning. So, again, let's practice that one more time. How would you say as a statement, you have a room for two people for two nights?
Vous avez une chambre pour deux personnes pour deux nuits.
Now let's try turning that into a question simply by saying it again, but raising your voice at the end. Saying, you have a room for two people for two nights?
Vous avez une chambre pour deux personnes pour deux nuits?
It's a very typical way to do it in French and quite easy, because if you know how to make the statement, you can make the question. And again, it's very, very typical way that the French actually speak. Let's give an answer to that question and say, yes, I have a room for two persons.
Oui, j'ai une chambre pour deux personnes.
So the person telling you that they have a room for two people may also mention some of the other things it has. For instance, they may mention it has a shower, and the word for shower in French is
douche. Douche.
To say with a shower or with shower, the French will say
avec douche. Avec douche.
So how would you say, yes, I have a room for two people with shower?
Oui, j'ai une chambre pour deux personnes avec douche.
So again, what is you have in French?
Vous avez.
To say you have not or you don't have, which is the same in French, you would say
vous n'avez pas. Vous n'avez pas.
So we have the positive one, which is you have, which is
vous avez.
And there are a few things that are going on there to make it negative in French. The most important is the final word, which is
pas.
And that means not in French. That means not. But you might also have heard there's a sort of an N sound in there, an N. So if we have the whole thing again, you have not is
vous n'avez pas.
There's a sound of an N early on. And all that is a negative warning. It's an N for a negative warning saying something negative is coming up. Because, of course, you have not is a negative sentence. It's not positive like you have. So let's go back to you have again, which is
vous avez.
But you don't have is
vous n'avez pas.
So we have the not on the end for the you do not have. But you'll notice before the avez, there's a little N sound, and vous avez becomes vous n'avez. Vous n'avez. And then for the whole thing, you have not, we have
vous n'avez pas.
Okay. So how would you say you have not reserved a room?
Vous n'avez pas réservé une chambre.
And how would you say, I would like to know why you haven't reserved a room?
Je voudrais savoir pourquoi vous n'avez pas réservé une chambre.
How would you say, I would like to know why you haven't prepared the dinner? I'm hungry. Let's go back and start early on with I would like to know why.
Je voudrais savoir pourquoi.
You have not prepared the dinner.
Vous n'avez pas préparé le dîner.
And then I'm hungry. Literally, I have hunger.
J'ai faim.
The word for and in French, and, is
et. Et.
So, how would you say, I've prepared the dinner and I would like to know why you haven't prepared the coffee? Let's go back to the beginning. I have prepared the dinner.
J'ai préparé le dîner.
And.
Et.
I would like to know why.
Je voudrais savoir pourquoi.
You haven't prepared the coffee.
Vous n'avez pas préparé le café.
Now let's put the whole thing together. I've prepared the dinner and I would like to know why you haven't prepared the coffee.
J'ai préparé le dîner et je voudrais savoir pourquoi vous n'avez pas préparé le café.
Now again, a lot of new vocabulary, a lot of new concepts have been introduced here. On the one hand, I don't want you to actively try and remember, and I'd prefer it if you actually let yourself forget. However, if you feel you're struggling at all at this point or a little bit confused, feel free to go back a track or two and re-listen, because you'll find the second time round it will be far easier. So again, what is you have?
Vous avez.
And you have not?
Vous n'avez pas.
What is I have?
J'ai.
I have not works in a similar way. The word for not is, of course,
pas.
And I have not is
je n'ai pas.
So again, let's go back to just I have, which is
j'ai,
and I have not
je n'ai pas.
So again, you have that not at the end, the pas, and that comes at the end, but you really, in correct French, you do need to have a negative warning to tell the person a not is coming. So I have is
j'ai.
And what you'll do is that A sound, you'll put a pa afterwards, but you'll put a negative warning sound before, which is just the sound of an N. So what you end up with is a sandwich. The pa is one slice of bread, and the N, the N sound, is another. And you'll wrap it round that word. You have I have, which is
j'ai.
And then you'll put a N at the beginning of the A and a pa afterwards, which is then
je n'ai pas.
So, again, how would you say I have not?
Je n'ai pas.
I have not visited the Louvre.
Je n'ai pas visité le Louvre.
I haven't invited Paul to the cinema.
Je n'ai pas invité Paul au cinéma.
Again, it's important to remember that IN in French is pronounced in that sulky teenager kind of way as a
un.
Yeah. Simply think, I hate you. And the sort of sound you might be familiar with. And again, to the cinema was
au cinéma.
So that to the just has a sort of an O sound to it. So to the cinema.
Au cinéma.
All right. How would you say I haven't reserved a table for dinner? Or as the French would say, I haven't reserved a table for the dinner.
Je n'ai pas réservé une table pour le dîner.
And again, remember that dinner in French is pronounced
le dîner.
How would you say I haven't decorated the house?
Je n'ai pas décoré la maison.
Now remember, to make something in the past tense in French, say from a word ending in Aitian, the Aitian group of words we've looked at, you'll simply cut off the Aitian and in its place add a cafe e. So decoration will then become decorated. So you cut off the Aitian from decoration and add a cafe e. And so decorated will be
décoré.
And so, I haven't decorated the house would be
je n'ai pas décoré la maison.
The word for, to say I'm sorry in French, there are various ways, but one of the most common ways is to say I regret, which in French is
je regrette. Je regrette.
The word for but, as we mentioned earlier, is
mais.
So, how would you say I'm sorry, but?
Je regrette, mais.
I'm sorry, but I haven't reserved a table for dinner.
Je regrette, mais je n'ai pas réservé une table pour le dîner.
How about, I'm sorry, but I didn't invite Paul to the cinema.
Je Je regrette, mais je n'ai pas invité Paul au cinéma.
Again, make sure to pronounce the IN on invitation or invited in French as a sort of an un sound. So, invited in French is, of course,
invité.
How would you say, I'm sorry, but I haven't prepared the coffee?
Je regrette, mais je n'ai pas préparé le café.
How about, I've prepared dinner for you. Have you prepared coffee for me? Try the first part. I've prepared dinner for you.
J'ai préparé le dîner pour vous.
And now the last bit. Have you prepared the coffee for me?
Avez-vous préparé le café pour moi?
Finally, I'm sorry, but I haven't prepared the coffee for you.
Je regrette, mais je n'ai pas préparé le café pour vous.
Again, how would you say I would like?
Je voudrais.
How about I would like to prepare the dinner?
Je voudrais préparer le dîner.
To say in French, to say to prepare it, you will say
le préparer. Le préparer.
So how would you say I would like to prepare it?
Je voudrais le préparer.
I can in French, I can is
je peux. Je peux.
So how would you say I can prepare it?
Je peux le préparer.
How would you say I can prepare the dinner?
Je peux préparer le dîner.
So as you can see, the dinner comes where it's been going the whole time so far as we've been learning. But when we say to prepare it, well, it's in a slightly different position than the dinner is. So again, I can prepare the dinner.
Je peux préparer le dîner.
But to prepare it is
le préparer.
So I can prepare it.
Je peux le préparer.
So again, what is I can?
Je peux.
He can, very logically, will be
il peut.
And so she can will be
elle peut.
She can prepare it.
Elle peut le préparer.
To eat in French, to eat is
manger. Manger.
So how would you say she can eat it?
Elle peut le manger.
Remember, to eat is
manger.
But of course, to eat it will be
le manger.
So again, she can eat it.
Elle peut le manger.
She can prepare it.
Elle peut le préparer.
He can prepare it.
Il peut le préparer.
I can prepare it.
Je peux le préparer.
And again, how would you say I can?
Je peux.
He can.
Il peut.
She can.
Elle peut.
She can prepare it.
Elle peut le préparer.
She can prepare the dinner.
Elle peut préparer le dîner.
The word meaning to do in French, to do, is
faire.
So how would you say she can do it?
Elle peut le faire.
Today in French, today is
aujourd'hui. Aujourd'hui.
She can do it today.
Elle peut le faire aujourd'hui.
Good. If she can is
elle peut.
How do you think you would say she cannot?
Elle ne peut pas.
So, she cannot do it today.
Elle ne peut pas le faire aujourd'hui.
I cannot do it today.
Je ne peux pas le faire aujourd'hui.
He cannot do it today.
Il ne peut pas le faire aujourd'hui.
You can in French is
vous pouvez. Vous pouvez.
How would you say you can do it?
Vous pouvez le faire.
You can do it today.
Vous pouvez le faire aujourd'hui.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, one of the ways you can ask a question in French is simply to raise your voice at the end. So, let's try that sentence again. You can do it today.
Vous pouvez le faire aujourd'hui.
In order to make that into a question and ask, can you do it today? In French, perhaps the easiest way is simply to use a rising intonation at the end and raise your voice at the end of it and say, you can do it today. How would you say that?
Vous pouvez le faire aujourd'hui?
That isn't the only way, however, to ask a question in French. It's certainly one of the easiest. But another way is to invert the sentence order. So, for instance, what is you can? You can.
Vous pouvez?
Now, you can also ask a question by simply changing round the order, as we do in English, from you can to can you. So, you can, which is
vous pouvez,
will become
pouvez-vous?
So, using that construction, how would you say, can you do it today?
Pouvez-vous le faire aujourd'hui?
Can you eat it?
Pouvez-vous le manger?
Now try, same sentence, can you eat it, but simply using the rising intonation. So, you can eat it.
Vous pouvez le manger?
Finally, there is still another way to ask a question in French. Again, it's not important to remember all of these at the moment. You'll be able to remember by the time we finish the course, as there's going to be ample time to practice each of them. The other way to ask a question in French is to use is it that? Is it that? It sounds very formal to us, but to a French person, it's a very normal way to ask a question. So, is it that in French is
est-ce que? Est-ce que?
And what they do is they simply, the French speakers will put is it that in front of a statement. So, for something like you can do it today, let's start with that. How would you say you can do it today?
Vous pouvez le faire aujourd'hui.
Now, simply add is it that in front of the sentence, and you'll get literally, is it that you can do it today? Which in French simply means, can you do it today? So, is it that you can do it today?
Est-ce que vous pouvez le faire aujourd'hui?
Let's go back to what we were doing just a moment ago. What is I can?
Je peux.
He can.
Il peut.
She can.
Elle peut.
You can.
Vous pouvez.
Can you eat it?
Pouvez-vous le manger?
That's one way to do it. Let's try it now with a rising intonation instead.
Vous pouvez le manger?
Finally, you can also use is it that? So, is it that you can eat it?
Est-ce que vous pouvez le manger?
We can is rather similar to you can. It sounds quite similar. As you'll remember, you can was...
Vous pouvez.
We can is...
Nous pouvons.
So at the end of you can, you have an A sound. At the end of we can, you have an en sound. Again, don't concern yourself too much about remembering this. Through the course of these lessons, you'll be able to remember it naturally and without worrying about it anyway. So, how would you say, we can do it?
Nous pouvons le faire.
We can eat it.
Nous pouvons le manger.
To understand in French is...
Comprendre. Comprendre.
How would you say we can understand?
Nous pouvons comprendre.
To understand it will be...
Le comprendre.
So how would you say we can understand it?
Nous pouvons le comprendre.
How about we can't understand it?
Nous ne pouvons pas le comprendre.
Let's break that down for a bit. We can is...
Nous pouvons.
But to say we cannot is...
Nous ne pouvons pas.
Again, you can see that there is a pa on the end meaning not, and that there's also a negative warning earlier in the sentence, and that these effectively form a sort of sandwich. The pa will be one slice of bread. There must be some sort of filling, which in this case is the pouvant, and then we have the negative warning, the ne, which is the other slice of bread. So you have the ne and the pa, which make a sandwich. They must have a filling. They're not going to be next to each other. You're not going to have an empty sandwich, but they will want to have some sort of filling. So again, we cannot is...
Nous ne pouvons pas.
And we cannot understand it.
Nous ne pouvons pas le comprendre.
We cannot eat it.
Nous ne pouvons pas le manger.
We cannot do it.
Nous ne pouvons pas le faire.
I cannot do it.
Je ne peux pas le faire.
He cannot do it.
Il ne peut pas le faire.
She cannot do it.
Elle ne peut pas le faire.
Again, what is you can?
Vous pouvez.
And we can.
Nous pouvons.
So you'll notice that the you and the we forms are really quite different to the I and the he and the she, but quite similar to one another. Again, you can is...
Vous pouvez.
And we can.
Nous pouvons.
The word for they in French is...
Il. Il.
And the word for he in French is also, of course,
il. Il.
So they sound the same. In order to find they can, therefore, we can start off by going to he can. Because, well, I mean, they're very similar, so probably the word for can is going to be similar for them. So, what was he can?
Il peut.
They can is going to start in exactly the same way as
il peut.
Except, of course, you're going to need something to distinguish it from he can. The way you're going to distinguish it from he can is by adding an additional consonant sound at the end of the word. The question is, of course, which consonant are you going to choose to distinguish it? Well, you can find the consonant if you look inside you can. What was you can? How would you say you can in French?
Vous pouvez.
What you will do is you will take the middle consonant from the can, from you can. So you can again was
vous pouvez.
And you can hear a V in the middle of that. It is that V sound that you're going to add to the end of he can, which is going to make it into they can. So let's go back a second. What was he can?
Il peut.
Now add the V sound onto the end. What will you have?
Ils peuvent. Ils peuvent.
So, a good way to find the they can is simply to go back to he can, and it will start in the same way, except it will have an additional consonant sound on the end. So, how would you say they can understand?
Ils peuvent comprendre.
They can understand it.
Ils peuvent le comprendre.
The word for me in French is
me. Me.
So how would you say to understand me?
Me comprendre.
Now, many students will want to put the me after comprendre. But if we simply go back to what we did earlier, it will make sense that it goes in this position. To understand is
comprendre.
To understand it is
le comprendre.
And so to understand me is
me comprendre.
They can understand me.
Ils peuvent me comprendre.
So, they can is
ils peuvent.
And to understand me is
me comprendre.
So, they can understand me.
Ils peuvent me comprendre.
They cannot understand me.
Ils ne peuvent pas me comprendre.
So the they can is
ils peuvent.
And they cannot is
ils ne peuvent pas.
Again, in the negative, you have the same components. You have the same ne and pas added to make it a sandwich. So you have they can.
Ils peuvent.
Then we add a pas after the perv and a ne, just the sound of an N almost, before the perv, making a little sandwich of it. Ne peuvent pas. They cannot.
Ils ne peuvent pas.
They cannot understand it.
Ils ne peuvent pas le comprendre.
They cannot understand me.
Ils ne peuvent pas me comprendre.
The word for you that we have been using the whole way through is, of course,
vous.
How about they cannot understand you? Let's start with they cannot.
Ils ne peuvent pas
understand you.
vous comprendre.
Again, it will be in the same position as before. So, to understand it is
le comprendre.
To understand me.
Me comprendre.
And to understand you.
Vous comprendre.
Back to the beginning again. What was I can?
Je peux.
He can.
Il peut.
She can.
Elle peut.
You can.
Vous pouvez.
We can.
Nous pouvons.
Finally, they can.
Ils peuvent.
If you forget what the they can form is, simply start by going back to he can, which of course starts in the same way with il peut. You then only need to remember which particular consonant sound it is that needs to be added to the ending. In this case, it's a V sound. Again, how would you say I can do it?
Je peux le faire.
I can eat it.
Je peux le manger.
Now make sure at the end of these words, which, for instance, manger, to really sound that A sound at the end. So you've got to eat, which is
manger.
To prepare, which is
préparer.
To visit, which is
visiter.
So you'll see a lot of words have that A sound at the end. And make sure to make that nice and clear. It helps you to be understood. To see in French, to see is
voir.
How would you say to see it?
Le voir.
How would you say I can see it?
Je peux le voir.
He can see it.
Il peut le voir.
She can see it.
Elle peut le voir.
You can see it.
Vous pouvez le voir.
We can see it.
Nous pouvons le voir.
They can see it.
Ils peuvent le voir.
Again, if you find yourself particularly struggling with any of these, feel free to go back a track and have another practice. The second time, it's always far, far easier. All right. To say to see her in French, you'll say
la voir. La voir.
So it sounds slightly different than to see it. So I can see her.
Je peux la voir.
Make sure to make the her very clearly end in an A sound as
la.
He can see her.
Il peut la voir.
She can see her.
Elle peut la voir.
You can see her.
Vous pouvez la voir.
Now, switching the word order, so switching it from you can to can you, how would you say, can you see her?
Pouvez-vous la voir?
How about using est-ce and say, is it that you can see her?
Est-ce que vous pouvez la voir?
Finally, let's try it with the rising intonation and say, you can see her?
Vous pouvez la voir?
So, how would you say to eat?
Manger.
To eat it.
Le manger.
To see.
Voir.
To see it.
Le voir.
I can see it.
Je peux le voir.
I can see her.
Je peux la voir.
How would you say I have a room for two people for two nights?
J'ai une chambre pour deux personnes pour deux nuits.
And perhaps that room would be with a shower. How would you say with shower?
Avec douche.
In French, the A is not necessarily necessary. So one can simply say with shower, which again was
avec douche.
So, how would you say I have a room for two people for two nights with shower?
J'ai une chambre pour deux personnes pour deux nuits avec douche.
Now, if someone tells you you have a room like that available, you might ask to see it. How would you say in French? I can see it.
Je peux la voir.
Now, you may have noticed that rather than saying the it we've been practicing with, which would be, for I can see it, it would be
le.
We instead said
la.
That might seem very odd. Well, in French, you could definitely get away with saying I can see it using it. It probably wouldn't even be particularly noticed. You could simply say
je peux le voir.
However, if we're going to be incredibly accurate and correct in our French, the room itself is actually feminine. I mean, most people are familiar with the idea there are masculine and feminine things in French, just as there are masculine and feminine in English, but in a much more limited way. In English, for instance, if you said something like, I have a sister, the person, if they wanted to see her, they would say, can I see her? It would be very strange if you said, I have a sister, and they replied, can I see it? It would sound a bit rude or unpleasant. In French, however, general everyday objects have genders. They are masculine or feminine, male or female. What this means is that if you are being very accurate in your spoken French, when you're talking about a female object and referring to it, you refer to it as her or as she. And if you're talking about a male or masculine object, you'll refer to it as he or him. That seems a little odd to us as English speakers. But it's not as if it's completely unfamiliar. For instance, if you think about a ship, we may sometimes refer to a ship as she. We might say, we've launched the ship, she's a beauty. Well, it's the same idea in French. So, as you're talking about a room, which happens to be feminine, how would you say, I can see it? Literally, I can see her.
Je peux la voir.
However, this is not something to worry about tremendously in French. There's two key reasons for this. The most important is that when French people speak, they tend to do so fairly quickly. And the les and the las tend to be obscured slightly simply by how they're pronounced. So you may hear, I can see it, as a quite blurred, je peux le voir.
Je peux le voir?
Yeah, it won't necessarily be entirely clear. So it's not something to worry about too much, but be aware of its existence. So one more time, in asking to see the room, how would you say, I can see it, I can see her?
Je peux la voir.
Now let's look at a couple of the things that might come with the room. We've looked at with shower, which is
avec douche.
But you might also have the option of having one that comes with breakfast, which would be
avec petit déjeuner.
So the word for breakfast is
petit déjeuner.
Literally, it means small lunch. Déjeuner is lunch, and petit is small. So, petit déjeuner, and we have small lunch. So how would you say, with breakfast?
Avec petit déjeuner.
How would you say, I would like a room for two people for two nights with breakfast?
Je voudrais une chambre pour deux personnes pour deux nuits avec petit déjeuner.
Anyway, let's imagine for a moment that you've gone up to see this room. How would you say it's fantastic?
C'est fantastique.
Another word in French that might be sort of familiar to English speakers is perfect. Perfect is not exactly the same in French, but it's similar. To say perfect in French, you will say
parfait. Parfait.
So how would you say it's perfect?
C'est parfait.
Of course, one other issue with your room is going to be the fact that you're going to need to ask how much it is. For this in French, you might simply say it's how much, which is
c'est combien? C'est combien?
The word for how much sounds a little bit like the combine in combination, but it's instead it's combien.
Combien?
So again, how would you say it's how much?
C'est combien?
So again, what is it is on its own?
C'est.
Now, on the front of it is in French, you can hear a sort of s sound, which is the it. But the is on its own, if you don't have it is, if you just have the is on its own is
est. Est.
With that in mind, how would you say the breakfast is fantastic?
Le petit déjeuner est fantastique.
How about the room is fantastic?
La chambre est fantastique.
Your mother in French is
votre mère.
How would you say your mother is fantastic?
Votre mère est fantastique.
How about your father is exotic?
Votre père est exotique.
To say your name in French, your name is
votre nom. Votre nom.
Now, you may be familiar with the word for name because we use it in English sometimes. For instance, we might say nom de plume, except we don't pronounce it very correctly because name is pronounced
nom.
It's spelt N-O-M, but is M in for luck? No, it isn't. And so the M is not clearly pronounced. How would you say your name is exotic?
Votre nom est exotique.
Your name is Paul.
Votre nom est Paul.
What is to visit in French?
Visiter.
To reserve.
Réserver.
So as you can see, there are a lot of words you can use in French, which are very similar to the English, except they have an A sound on the end. Sometimes there are minor variations, or the English word you would expect to be used is slightly different. An example of this is to stay in French. To stay in French is not stayer, but instead it is to rest. So how do you think you'd say to stay in French, considering that really it's to rest?
Rester.
To camp? Well, to camp is almost identical, except it's pronounced in a French way. What do you think to camp will be?
Camper.
To pay is even easier. It is the same, except obviously you've got the added bit on the end. So to pay will be?
Payer.
How do you think you would say you pay?
Vous payez.
So for you, for the pay for you, it simply sounds exactly the same as to pay. So let's do that again. To pay.
Payer.
And you pay.
Vous payez.
So, if you pay is...
Vous payez.
How would you make that into a question and literally say, pay you, or are you paying?
Payez-vous?
The word for how in French is...
Comment? Comment?
So how would you say, how are you paying? How pay you?
Comment payez-vous?
Do you remember how to say, it's how much?
C'est combien?
And then, of course, once you've asked how much it is, they're likely to ask you, how are you paying? Which would be, how pay you?
Comment payez-vous?
Obviously, there are various ways you could pay. Let's try paying with a credit card. A credit card in French, to say with a credit card in French, you'll simply say with a card of credit. With a card of credit, and say it in a French way. So how would you say that? With a card of credit.
Avec une carte de crédit.
The word for of course, is...
De.
And so, with a card of would be...
Avec une carte de.
And credit is...
Crédit.
Because the T is not pronounced, obviously, because it's not in for luck. So one more time, with a credit card would be...
Avec une carte de crédit.
So how would you say, using the intonation to ask a question, I can pay with a credit card? I can pay with a card of credit?
Je peux payer avec une carte de crédit?
Here are the numbers 1 to 20, for those of you who aren't entirely familiar with them. You'll find the rest of the French numbers both at the end of your CDs and in the supporting booklet. So let's begin. The numbers 1 to 20 in French. 1.
1. 1.
2.
2. 2.
3.
3. 3.
4.
4. 4.
5.
5. 5.
6.
6. 6.
7.
7. 7.
8.
8. 8.
9.
9. 9.
10.
10. 10.
11.
11. 11.
12.
12. 12.
13.
13. 13.
14.
14. 14.
15.
15. 15.
16.
16. 16.
17.
17. 17.
18.
18. 18.
19.
19. 19.
20.
20. 20.
And now all the numbers 1 to 20.
1. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9. 10. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19. 20.
I think now you probably know enough in order to book yourself into a hotel room. Except just to make sure you really understand the French, you're going to do both parts. So, you're going to book yourself into a hotel, and then you're going to work out what the likely response of the receptionist or the concierge is going to be. Okay. I want you to start by saying, I would like a room for two people for two nights.
Je voudrais une chambre pour deux personnes pour deux nuits.
The receptionist is going to respond by saying, I have a room for two people with shower.
J'ai une chambre pour deux personnes avec douche.
Ask them how much it is by saying, it's how much.
C'est combien?
They reply, for two nights with breakfast, 100 euros. So, for two nights with breakfast.
Pour deux nuits avec petit déjeuner.
100 euros.
100 euros.
Again, notice the way euro is said in French.
Euro.
Okay, you need to get used to that pronunciation. If you do pronounce it in an English way, you'll be understood, obviously, particularly in the context, but do get some practice saying that. Okay, so they've offered you the room. You're now going to say, can I see it? I can see it. I can see her.
Je peux la voir?
The receptionist, of course, says yes.
Oui.
You go up to the room, and given the price, it's not bad. So say, ah yes, it's perfect.
Ah oui, c'est parfait.
You go back down to the reception, and the receptionist says, your name, please. How would you say that?
Votre nom, s'il vous plaît?
You may or may not be familiar with the word for please already in French. A lot of people are. Literally, it means if it pleases you. And again, please in French is...
S'il vous plaît. S'il vous plaît.
You'll be hearing it a lot during this course, so don't worry about it if you're not familiar with it already. Okay, now you've got to give your name. Now that's interesting. Well, for the sake of argument, we're going to say you are called, let's say, Mr. or Mrs. Moon. That's a nice, simple name. And when you give your name in French, it is best to spell it afterwards, because the pronunciation difference will often make it difficult for the French person to know how to spell the name. The alphabet is given in this course at the end of the CDs, and you can check that later. It's also in the accompanying booklet. Okay, so let's try and spell your name. So first, give your surname, which is going to be Moon.
Moon.
And then you're going to spell it. Now, I want you to spell it just as you would in English, but try to make the letters sound a bit more French. So how would you spell Moon in French?
M-O-O-N.
Now, obviously, not all letters are going to be that easy in French. but some of them are. Some of them are just the same or very similar to the English. Again, the ones that are different, you can learn them with the last track on the CDs. Okay. So you've given your name, and the receptionist is going to ask you, how are you paying? How pay you? How will she say that?
Comment payez-vous?
And you're going to reply to that and say, I can pay with a credit card. I can pay with a card of credit.
Je peux payer avec une carte de crédit?
The receptionist says yes.
Oui.
You say thank you after she debits your card.
Merci.
And she, of course, will also say thank you.
Merci.
You may remember from the very, very beginning of the course the French word for campsite. Do you remember what that was?
Le camping.
So, to camp is...
camper.
But the campsite is...
le camping.
Do you remember what the weekend was?
Le weekend.
So again, there are groups of words that are quite similar to the English. What about the car park or parking lot?
Le parking.
You'll notice a lot of them have ing on the end. Again, this is typical of words that have been imported to French. So, to say where is in French, where is, you will say...
où est?
The est is the is that we've been using already. And where is...
où.
And where is together again is...
où est?
So how would you say where is the car park, where is the parking?
Où est le parking?
What was the campsite? How do we say that?
Le camping.
How would you say, where is the campsite?
Où est le camping?
The word for there in French, there, is...
là-bas.
And you can also shorten it to...
là.
Là on its own really means there, just there. It's normally somewhere you can point to, typically. It's somewhere within pointing distance. And là-bas means something closer to over there. The word bas on it, which is spelt B-A-S, is related to the English word base. So when people in French say là-bas, it's like saying there at the base, down there, over there. And là on its own can just mean there. Both are very usable, and là-bas is very commonly used. How would you say the campsite is over there?
Le camping est là-bas.
You'll find that a lot of vocabulary for camping in French actually is the same as the English. A lot of it's very familiar. So obviously we have campsite, which is
camping.
We have to camp, which is
camper.
We have a tent, which is
une tente.
Or a caravan, which is
une caravane.
And so camping, using French, tends to be fairly easy.
This is the end of CD 2.